السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على السلام.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد بن عبد الله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين معاشر المؤمنين فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله قال جل وعلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم والمسلمين من النار. All the praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek refuge in Allah jalla wa ala. We ask forgiveness from Allah jalla wa ala. We could have been guided not if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't grant us the guidance. Peace be upon the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ma'ashir al-mu'mineen. Briefly, in our today's khutbah, barakallahu feekum. Jaa al-hadithu inda tirmidh. وحسنه شيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى in an authentic hadith that is in the book of Tirmidhi al-Sunan and in the book of شيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى من حديث أبي سعيد الخضري. The one who narrates the hadith is أبي سعيد الخضري. He said, the message of Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, لا يمنعن أحدكم أي لا يمنعن أحدكم مخافة الناس أن يقول بحق إذا علمه أو شهده. Indeed, fear of the people should not prevent any one of you to speak the truth if he knows it or he witnesses it. The one who narrates this hadith, أبي سعيد رضي الله عنه ورضاه, he wept and cried. Then he said, بكى رضي الله عنه. ثم قال, والله قد رأينا أشياء. والله قد رأينا أشياء فهبنا. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've seen things that has made us scared and we didn't speak up. وقال جل وعلا, وكذلك نفصل الآيات ولتستبين سبيل المجرمين. And thus we do explain the ayats, the verses, the revelation, the signs, the evidences, so that the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the path of the mujrimun, the path of the criminals, may become manifest, may be shown up. فالله عز وجل يبين آياته للناس ومن مقاصد هذا الدين is from the greatest goals of this beautiful religion. بل is from the greatest objectives of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clarify His verses, to clarify the sabil, the path of the mujrimun, rather to expose them. In our today's khutbah, barakallahu feekum, wadidtu an atahaddath an dawlatin batilah. I want to talk about the criminal empire. Someone after hearing this can be surprised. What's the criminal empire? وعن آلات أو عن عالم الآلات. We're going to talk about the criminal empire and the world of the machines. قد فسدت حياة الناس بل المجتمع بالكلية. That's destroying the lives of the majority, the lives of many. ومن هذا هي ثقافة وحضارة خططت بأعداء هذا الدين وبأعداء الله سبحانه وتعالى. It's the culture which is designed by the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the enemies of this religion. And they do whatever it takes to get money from the people. They pump every single coin to mislead others from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to mislead the servants of Allah jalla wa ala. ولهذا قال الله جل وعلا. That's why Allah jalla wa ala warned us about them. لأن هدفهم, their objectives and their goals, إضلال وإستاد العباد والبلاد, is to ruin the society, is to ruin the lives of the Muslims or the lives of the people. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi surah al-Luqman, verse 6, Allah jalla wa ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ. And among the people is he who purchases, who buys amusements, idle talks, useless speeches. لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. To mislead, to misguide others from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوَا. They take that as a mockery. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Those have a humiliating punishment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. قال ابن عباس وابن مسعود وجابر بن عبد الله وعكرمة ومجاهد وحسن البصري regarding to this verse that والله إنه الغناء له الحديث, the amusement, the useless talks or the idle talks that is purchased by the majority to mislead others from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والله إنه الغناء. By Allah, it's music. By Allah, it's singing. By Allah, it's singing. وَقَدْ رُوِيَ أَنَّ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, said that this verse was revealed, نَزَلَتْ فِي رَجُلٍ يُقَالُ لَهُ أَنَّظُرِ ابْنِ الْحَارِثِ. It was revealed in regard to the man who was called النَّظُرِ ابْنِ الْحَارِثِ. فهذا الرجل كان يؤذي رسول الله وينسب له العداوة ويقطع طريق الناس حتى يلهي به شعب مكة ليصد عن سبيل الله. He preferred النضر بن الحارث preferred the Persian romances, the music, their idle talks to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
to turn away ignorant men from the path of Allah, from the preachings of the Quran, from the preachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this verse was revealed in regard to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهَذَا تَنْبِيغْ لِكُلِّ مَنْ صَدَّ النَّاسَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Whoever tried to mislead the servants of Allah from their, from his path, Allah warned him. Because he has took the path of shaitan. That's how shaitan mislead the people. Listening to music. فَقَالَ جَلَّ وَعَلَى وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. Allah said to Iblis, befool them gradually those who you can among them with your voice. Ala Mujahid, singing or songs, music, whatever. Imagine someone gets excited after listening to the music of the fooling people, the funny people. Those who do hip-hop, R&B, hadith wala haraj. Someone gets excited. His body gets goosebumps after listening to the music. Imagine, wallah, what kind of life is that? وَالشُّعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ. And the poets and the musicians are followed by the غَاوُونَ. Those who are misguided, straining in evil. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. They say what they do not do. يقولون ما لا يفعلون يقولون ما لا يفعلون. Wallahi, is it that worthy for such kind of people? They pump all their money to mislead others from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you as a Muslim, you end up pumping your money you've struggled for. You buy a ticket to watch a famous musician. Storms, Jay-Z, Kanye. كيف تطيب نفسك? How do you feel comfortable? You pay 40 pounds to watch the criminals of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sinners, the disbelievers. عجب والله, عجب. And for Muslim girls getting excited watching these funny looking people, والله, they get attracted to them. وقال بشر الحارثي, بشر بن الحارث, one of the Salafis, بشر بن الحارث said, النظر إلى الأحمق سخنة عين. النظر إلى الأحمق سخنة عين. Looking towards the loud mouth fool, scores the eyes. Looking towards the loud mouth fool, scores the eyes. Scores the eyes. فيعقل للمسلم. Those funny guys wearing the gold teeth. They do the low backs. The pants are beyond the ankle. Body filled with ink, tattoos. Having pins in their ears. What kind of life is that? Muslims get comfortable with that. Getting excited to those kind of people. You feel, alhamdulillah, seeing those people, Allah, alhamdulillah, like we hear from our fellow Muslim, wallah, when I listen to music, my heart feels okay. Kayf, ya akhi? Kayf? Kayf? Salallahu alayhi wa sallamah wa la'afiyya. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Kareem. ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول ما تسمعون, أقول قولي هذا, استغفر الله لي ولكم, توبوا إلى الله فاتم ذنبك من لا ذنب له. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأني. أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضواني. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين في عجالة سريعة. Before we conclude our today's khutbah, Allah is worth a cry. It's worth a cry. The society we live in, the youth are following blindly these people. The message they spread through their music, wallahi, they spread every act of munkar, calling the youth upon the LGBT, calling upon the Muslims upon feminism, calling upon the Muslims upon killings, being a gangster, being a gangster, calling upon Muslims to behave, live a life of not knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا صلاة ولا عبادة ولا عبادة ولا يعرف الله. Live a life of not knowing the one who created you. What kind of life is that? And that comforts your heart. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah fi Ighathat al-Lihfal, he says, among the signs that show your heart is dead is when the munkar is presented to your heart and you feel nothing. When the munkar is presented to your heart and you feel nothing, you don't feel anything. When people are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't feel anything. Wallahi, your heart is in a state which is very weak. Your iman, imanuka da'if. If your heart gets excited listening to music, seeing those funny clowns singing, wallahi qalbuka marid. Your heart is ill. Your heart is ill. You need to revise you and me yourself. كما جاء في الحديث الذي رواه الإمام البخاري في حديث أبي هريرة. The hadith is an authentic book of Imam al-Bukhari. It's narrated by Abi Huraira. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says, الأرواح الأرواح جنود مجندة. The souls, the hearts are like recruited troops, are like soldiers. فما تعارف منها التلف. Harmonize when they have the similar qualities. فما تعارف منها التلف. They harmonize when they have the similar qualities. وما تناكر منها اختلف. When they don't have the similar qualities, the conflict. Because they are different, they have different, the different qualities. Ask yourself, where does your heart fall? Ya fi al-hadith, al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, layakunanna min ummati yastahilluna al-hira والحرير والخمر والمعازي. Among my ummah, there will certainly be the people who permit zina. They legalize zina. It's not an issue to them. The second thing, والحرير, silk clothes. Well, this kind of clothes which are extravagant, and they are not supposed to be worn by the Muslims in this world. Silk clothes. Well, khamur, they permit khamur, alcohol. Well, ma'azif, and the musical instruments. Musical instruments.
The last thing I would advise myself and you, my fellow brothers, don't let anyone deceive you that, alhamdulillah, there is at a certain extent, a Muslim is allowed to listen to the music. لا والله فقد حرم الله عز وجل الغناء في القرآن وعلى لسان نبيه الله جل وعلا الله جل وعلا made music حرام الله جل وعلا told us music is حرام يكفي للمؤمن. That is enough for a mu'min, for a believer, to take what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about music. Wallahi, wa min al-ajab, nasma' min, nanzur, wa nara, al-shabab, huna, wa hunak. You've witnessed this, and some of them are your friends. The cruise push cars, the streets, turning the music so loud, the windows are down. Lima, le! We may find someone here. As the Shaykh said, who was in the masjid of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The phone rang. Wallahi, it was the music. Jesus rap. Fi Masjid al-Nabawi. Music is ringing in the phone of the Muslim. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. صلى الله عليه وعلى عافية. إن الله أمرنا حيث قال. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صلى علي صلاة واحدة. صلى الله بها عليه عشر. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك اللهم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد رضي الله عن أصحاب رسول الله خصوصا منهم أبو بكر وعمر عثمان وعلي وعن بقية أصحاب أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين أذل الشرك والمشركين دمر أعداءك أداء الدين اللهم عليك بالكافرين ومن عاونهم اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم جنبنا الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وصل اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.